We are a way for the cosmos to know itself, at least according to the late physicist Carl Sagan. But how well can we really know ourselves if we forget about the sun or electricity? According to solar boat builder Dr. David Borton, not too well. If, like Carl Sagan said, we are made of star stuff, then we are electrified star stuff, human machines translating solar energy into sheer electrical force. Dr. Borton sat down with WOOC person Megan Marone for another episode of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics, to discuss machines, energy, and electric pulses threading through sensory reality.
We are back with another segment of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics with Dr. David Borton. Welcome back to the studio, David.
Well, it's always good to get back. Good to see you, Megan.
Good to see you. So are we continuing a discussion of machines, electricity, and electric energy?
Oh, okay. We were sort of making a progression from human-powered things, boats, canal boats, and guide boats, and canoes, and that kind of thing. We talked a little bit about energy from heat, like steamboats, and we can get into electric energy. I particularly like solar electric boats, but there are other kinds of electric boats, just pure electric, that use usually storage batteries that are secondary batteries. So you charge them up from the grid, and then you go out and use your electric boat.
Do a lot of people still use electric boats?
Lots of relative term, right? Yeah, you see people with canoes with little electric outboards. You see people with kayaks with little electric motors. Whether that's a lot or not, you know, that's a term you got to decide for yourself.
Well, we were going to talk about electricity. Why is it important for your average Josephine to understand the nature of electricity within the world?
Electricity is ubiquitous in our lives now. And three lifetimes ago, it was just beginning to be understood. At one point, we talked about static electricity. Static electricity doesn't do much. It makes lightning, and that's loud noise and flash. But it's electric currents that do things. And a guy named Volta figured out how to make a current flow by putting different metals in an acid. And that's basically what your batteries are today.
Around what year was Volta? I mean, not looking for a precise year, but I mean, rough century and part of century?
2 to 3 lifetimes ago.
Oh, okay. I know more about Galvin because of Mary Shelley teaching and reading and loving Frankenstein by Mary Shelley, and the way that there seemed to be some trajectory in the history of science from the channeling of electric energy itself to then all of these ideas about the seemingly endless possibilities for what electricity could do. The most dramatic maybe being galvanism, which is the idea that, you know, you could take a dead body and use electric shocks, volts, to reanimate that body, which was partially the creative imagination fascination of Mary Shelley.
Very good, but how about you right now? It's electricity that's giving you all these ideas. It's electricity that's moving the muscles so you can talk. It's electricity that lets you see, because these electrical images are generated in your eye and they go to your brain, and that's what makes you see and think and talk and do all these things. So electricity is really, you know, all around us. It's not just these external things like lights and radios and televisions and things.
Well, I mean, most of us don't walk around thinking of ourselves as these electric beings, although there are sometimes cultural references such as the old weird show The Electric Company on PBS or the song Electric Feel by MGMT. But we don't normally walk around, or at least I don't, just thinking of myself as being powered by electricity. So could you delve a little deeper into what that means? How are we these Frankenstein-type creatures walking and moving with electric power?
Let's go back a little farther and say that electricity is what holds you together, okay? So that the electric forces in your bones make your bones strong enough to hold you up. And then the electric forces in your muscles make it so that you can move your bones. And the electric forces in your head make it so that the signals go from your head to your body to get you to do all these things. So that's pretty cool.
Well, just for the very literal-minded of all of us out there, where is that electricity coming in? Is it through the solar energy, through the food that we're ingesting? Or is it some interaction between that solar power of food and nutrition and the body itself.
Well, yeah, okay. It all comes from the sun and the food that you eat. But once you've eaten it and you've got it into your body, then there's a chemical called ATP, adenotriphosphate, and that's the one that really carries the energy from your stomach through your blood to your smile so that you can do all these things.
So, well, most people don't even think about ADT, right?
That's right. And then it's really more subtle than that, because anytime there's an electric current, there's also magnetism.
Uh-huh.
And anytime magnetism is changing, there's also electric current. And so it's this interplay between electricity and magnetism that is what was understood by a guy named Maxwell. And we still use the work that he did. We talk about the fact that energy can't be created or destroyed. We talk about the fact that charge, which is the basic unit of electricity, can't be created or destroyed. And these things hold you together and make all this work. And we were talking about electric boats at some point, and it's the current flowing in electric boats that makes the magnetic fields, that make the forces that turn the motor that propelled the boat. So all that is things that were starting to be understood between 2 and 3 lifetimes ago.
Well, last question for today. Can you explain, taking a random species sample of, say, I'm going to go for something I love, so cacti. What is the electric power of a cactus?
Well, the photons from the sun come into the cactus, and then something that we've all heard of is chlorophyll. And chlorophyll takes that solar energy and absorbs it and turns it into an electric current that then becomes a chemical flow, the ATP equivalent in plants, to make more plants and emit oxygen. So that's the life force in the cacti, again, solar powered.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Borton. Thank you for being here again. And next time, can you talk a little bit more about the electric power of the solar boats?
That'd be a pleasure.
Never get tired of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was lifelong physics professor David Borton speaking with WOOC correspondent Megan Marone. Stay tuned for the HMM every Tuesday to hear him tie physics to our lived experience with this segment, Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics.